On Monday, the U.S. Forest Service released its final analysis of the soil area that burned in the Lake Christine fire. The impacts are most significant on the northern part of the burn area. After wildfires, the U.S. Forest Service analyzes the damage caused to the soil. Severely burned soil can lead to erosion, debris flows, and flooding. The final analysis shows that the conifer vegetation near Mill Creek and Cattle Creek held high temperatures of heat for long periods of time as the Lake Christine fire burned, and that damaged soils in the area. 72% of the northern portion of the fire saw moderate or high burn severity. Officials warned that storms could cause flooding and mudslides near Upper Cattle Creek Road and Basalt Mountain Road. The report includes recommendations like improving drainage on roads and trails and closing some key areas. Scientists also suggest monitoring streams and working to treat and prevent noxious weeds from taking root in the vulnerable soil. Officials say it will take years for this portion of Basalt Mountain to fully recover from the burn, but new vegetation is already growing. Basalt Mountain and Upper Cattle Creek roads and trails in that area remain closed. There are ongoing firefighting operations and dangers from falling dead trees. District Ranger Karen Schroyer says the Forest Service will consider reopening these roads and trails next spring. The Lake Christine fire has burned about 12,500 acres and is 90% contained. The Cache Creek and Cabin Lake fires continue to burn in the White River National Forest as well. Rainstorms in the past week have helped reduce that fire activity. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.